Blog Talk Radio.
Today is July 20th, and we have a great show for you today. Today we have Melissa Krevacek from the Bold Book Tour. That kickoff is going to come in a couple of weeks, and I feel real good about it. We're going to talk to her in just a little bit. Get ready for the show.
You're listening to the Bad Boys of Business with your host, Nolan Davis and Chris Burris on Creative Biz Ideas. Hashtag Bad Boy Biz.
Great on a Monday morning. This is Nolan Davis. Chris Burris, are you there, sir?
I am here, and I am feeling good. And I just sent you a text message. You can actually watch me dance to that song if you tune into the YouTube live channel.
I did see that. I am in no condition to be on video right now. I am just not in that condition. It's just
you popped it up on me.
I'm not mentally ready. I'm not physically ready. I've been up since 4 this morning. I'm not doing it is what it is. So, yeah, that's what it is.
You do.
How was your weekend, sir?
It was good. There is the technology to actually be connected and watch me dance and then not actually show your camera. My weekend was great. It was really good. So there was a little dancing going on at my house because the children went to grandma's house for a week.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. You know the dance I'm talking about.
I should call my mom and my wife's mom and just like cuss them out first thing this morning. Like, you guys are not picking up these kids. Who's going to do something with these kids, right? I feel like that. Well, congratulations, sir. Did you come to the door like you won an award? Like, first and foremost, I'd like to thank God that you're coming to pick up these kids.
God, friends, and, of course, family, since it is family that is making this possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The other thing I did this weekend was I worked out for the first time in 3 weeks. I have sat down here at the office ready for the show, and I'm not sure I'll be able to get back up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you wanted us to see all of that condition on video. I'm not doing it. You see what I'm saying? I'm just not.
Hey, if you tune in, it's above the waist. You don't see any of the weakness in my face. I've got enough coffee in my system that I look normal. I'm just immobile.
Got you. So we have taken a couple of weeks off, and this is the first week that we're really back. Summer has been kicking my butt having the kids here.
Four. I'm assuming that I know you don't have babies in the house, so I'm assuming it wasn't a baby keeping you up at 4.
Nah, just actually working.
Consider your business your baby.
I do now. I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I have a love-hate relationship with that baby. Like sometimes I love the baby. Sometimes I hate the baby. It's that type of situation. And just so people realize, I am talking about the business. So if you just tuned in and you heard the hate and love the baby, don't get the wrong idea.
Please don't call Child Protective Services on me.
Exactly.
I made it alone. I don't need CPS.
So here's the thing. We've been gone for a couple of weeks. A lot of things have happened. I've since last time we've talked, I am doing the documentary Fast Money, that will be on Netflix. So I've been filming for that. That's going extremely well. I have a brand new product that I'm really about to roll out before I roll out HDL TV. We have figured out the technology of HDL TV, and we'll be rolling that out probably at the beginning of the year. And what we're doing is we're going to do a lot of webcasting starting August to the end of the year.
Okay.
And I definitely know that that's going to be the next biggest thing. And webcasting is different than just a live stream. So I don't want people to get the two confused. The difference being webcasting gives you many more elements. It gives you the opportunity to actually sell products in real time, chat with your audience right there in real time, do some social media marketing and things like that. I mean, it's a lot of different elements, and we're going to start doing that for some different clients. And I just talked to one of my biggest clients yesterday from the UK, and they're very interested in doing that, and they're in the oil and gas industry. So we are just wanted to update on how business is going. That's really why you haven't heard from me for the past couple of weeks. Things have just been gangbusters, and the kids have been home, and so I've been busted on both sides of the fence is what that is. So how's everything with you, sir?
Man, good. Business is good. I think since the last time we spoke, I may have hired the project manager by the time we spoke, but he hadn't started yet, and so he started. He's come on board. That's going really well. Watching a lot of things happen a whole lot faster from a performance side for our company, so that's exciting. And really kind of buckling down, making sure all those things are buttoned up and about ready to focus on sales, which is fun.
Got you. Speaking of a team, I actually just hired two people myself to help with the webcast. So that's happened in the past couple of weeks. I didn't even think of that one.
Exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're up to five now, including myself. And we have some other things that we're going to do as far as expansion and things like that. But, man, today is a really big day. I wanted to come back, and I wanted to come back hard. I didn't just want to come back and say, hey, it's us. We missed you guys. Let's hug. It's like, okay, give me the man hug, but now let's really get down to business. The people that or the person I'm going to have on the show today is actually representing multiple people. Her name is Melissa Kravacek, and she is head of the Bold Book Tour, and that is kicking off in Houston, Texas, on August 6th. And it's actually scheduled to go to multiple cities here in the United States and go to London over in the UK. Now, I am a part of it. I'm a sponsor as far as Vids Inc. is concerned. I'll be doing the live stream. The video and for the event and probably putting some promos together. But I mean, the keynote speakers, the list of keynote speakers, well, it's Melissa. She's one of the keynote speakers. You have Les Brown, T. Allen Hayes, our very own Barbara Pender, and James Scholes. And I want to kind of get started with her. And so she can start giving us all the information. And for those who are tuning in right now, because I see people are jumping on right now, I want to let you know right now she's going to talk about giving discount tickets. So for the people who jump on and jump off, it's always a couple of people that may listen for 10 minutes and then they have to go. Or I know some people open up their stores at 8 o'clock or whatever the case may be. If you want to get a ticket to this event for August 6th, it's going to be an all-day event. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. I'm telling you, on Creative Biz Ideas, you're going to have the capability to get a discount ticket. So all you have to do is wait. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Miss Melissa. Miss Melissa, are you there?
I am. Thanks, Nolan and Chris, for having me.
Oh, absolutely. 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 So tell us all about the Bold Book Tour, because you told us a little bit when the first time you were on the show, and it was just in the works, or you had just written the book, or whatever the case may be. But I need you to tell me, you know, what everybody's talking about as far as their speaking part. How does it relate to the book? How can entrepreneurs use it? I need the whole shebang.
I don't know if we have time for the whole shebang, Nolan, but I'll condense it so we do. So Bold is the new sexy. It's a great tagline, and it comes down to taking a leap of faith and knowing that you're going to have wings to fly once you take that leap of faith. So I know, Chris, you talked about sales, and sales is an intricate part of taking a leap of faith, because without sales, you can't survive as an entrepreneur. But many of us think that we lack in some capability, whether it be sales or whether it be health, or I'm not good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, educated enough, some sort of reason why we can't achieve what we want to achieve in life, whether it's the new house, the new car, a great business, or otherwise. And so we have to realize that we do have the potential. So Les Brown, the world's number one motivational speaker, is going to be talking about how you have greatness within you. And he's been doing this. He's actually been an inductee into the Personal Development Hall of Fame. He has been speaking for 42 years. I think he's 70 years old or something like that. Yeah. So passion is Les's middle name. I don't know if you know this, but Les actually was born in an abandoned building in Liberty City, Florida, on a cement floor. He was considered educably mentally retarded, and he is now out in the world, and everyone knows him. So I was born in a town of 300 people in Fort Atkinson, Iowa. And I grew up, I wouldn't say in poverty, but, you know, my parents have had the same job for 40 years. $38,000 was about what they made. They financed everything. And so I came from that sort of mindset and skill set and background. And, you know, now I've built a multi-million-dollar company. I am out doing an international tour. I have amazing relationships. Tracy Haynes has been in the publishing industry for several years, and he's done over 300 bestseller campaigns. So he'll be talking about how to become an authority in your niche. Barbara Pender, your favorite person on the tour, is talking about how to get social through social media. And James Soule is going to be talking about corporate change, because he has actually been in corporate for 25 years in the HR sector of that. And so these five speakers combined are super dynamic. The book actually included 13 different stories of overcoming challenges so that we can thrive in our mind, body, business, and bottom line.
Got you. Now, everybody has, you know, as you talk about your success story of where you came from, I just want you to realize that there are people that are on the flip side of that that are screwing things up. Like for me, for example, I was actually born in a castle with a silver spoon in my mouth, and now I'm broke as hell is what that is. So I'm just saying it works both ways. Everybody look at it from, started from the bottom, now we're here. I started at the top, and now I'm at rock bottom. I don't know what happened. So,
you got to start from the bottom, so you got to get there so you can start, right?
Exactly. Soon as I heard that, I got to the bottom as fast as I could so I could start my success story. It's what that is. Now, Melissa, when you talk about it's 13 different people that participated in the book, what you talked about every keynote speaker that participated in the book right now, what are some of the chapters that that are still in the book that would still make the book attractive to entrepreneurs out there, and how can we purchase the book?
Yeah, so the book is actually up for the Small Business Book of the Year Award, and it was on the bestseller list for over 60 days in 7 different categories, taking the number one spot. So the book is really important because it showcases 13 very different entrepreneurs in completely different industries with completely different backgrounds, and actually each one is from a different state, and some of them are outside the country. So I've got one of the authors is from Australia, and she works in the medical industry. I've got people that are firefighters that turn entrepreneurs, who talk about motivation, how they wrote their first book when they were in the hospital having their first son. So it's just a matter of, like, when do you hit a point in your life when you desire transformation and change? And all of us have that point. So all of us can relate to one of these authors, whether it's me or somebody else in the book. And the thing is that all of them are different ages. So I myself am 27. Les is 70. You know, Barbara's in between. So, well, all of them are in between, but I'm just saying, like, there's somebody in a different age bracket going through what you're going through, so you can relate and see, hey, I can take my life from point A to point B, and it's not going to take a lot to get there except my commitment to change, except my ability to jump off the cliff and fly.
You know, as you say that, that's sometimes the problem that I have on a serious note. And I talk to Chris about it a lot, is that, you know, as you strive for excellence or strive for greatness and just, you know, kind of want to wake up and do better than you did yesterday, sometimes it's lonely at that. And when your guys are still talking about the same things and they just seem to be complacent exactly where they are, sometimes it's very frustrating. And so I totally get that, and you bring up a great point that everybody is at, that happens for everybody at their own, and their own pace, at their own time. And sometimes it's just not fast enough, so that's my take on it, is what that is. So how can somebody purchase the book?
I would say the easiest way to purchase the book is boldbooktour.com. You can actually see all the tickets, which are available for August 6th there, but you can also purchase the book.
Okay. Okay. So what are we looking at for August 6th? Would it, you know, if somebody was to buy a ticket, what are they going to expect from a day situation? Is from 8 to what? And, you know, lunch included, you know, what, you know, we have entertainment. What do we have going on for that day?
August 6th is going to be, well, one of the greatest events in Houston history, of course. but I'm not just saying that to say that. We actually have a press coming out. We've got you as a videographer. We've got a photographer coming out. We've got a live DJ. We've got actually a live musician who is internationally known. We have food is all included. It's on the 49th floor of the Houston Club, downtown Houston. So the thing with the club is that it's an exclusive club. Like, you have to have a membership to be involved in the club. And it's on the 49th floor, so there's actually an additional elevator you have to take to get from the 48th to the 49th floor. And the Hyatt Regency, which is about 2 blocks down, is actually our hotel. But what you can expect is from 8 to 9 is registration, 9 to 4 is the actual event itself, and then 4 to 5:30 is the VIP party. This includes, the VIP party includes pictures with Les and all of the speakers. It includes signed copies of the books by all 5 of us. And we've got some really solid entertainment. Our MC, Adam Metzler, is full of energy and just incredible. I know you'll be doing red carpet interviews. Robin Dom from Events of Significance is leading the entire event planning process. And, you know, everybody has their parts that they're playing. So all together, we have an incredible team that is putting together something for 200, you know, very important people coming out to participate in this event.
Got you. I just want to go back to where when you started the statement and said that this is going to be the greatest, I guess, something like production in the history of Houston. I don't know if you know this. You're only 27, so you may not. But you do realize Michael Jackson performed here at one point in time before he passed. I just want to throw that out there. Like,
okay, well, I can't compare a Michael Jackson performance to this, but I would say this is better in terms of personal growth.
Yeah. Boom. Now I'm with you now.
A better person.
I don't know. I'm like, the girl is mine. The girl is mine. There's some things that, but I digress. So Melissa, as we talk about the tickets, to get into this function, how much was the original price of tickets, and how much are we giving tickets right now for the listeners of Creative Biz Ideas?
So original tickets were $297, $497, and $997. There's three different ticket prices because we've got bronze, silver, and VIP. I have people that are VIPs that are flying in from London and Santa Barbara, California. So people are coming from distances to participate in this event. That's how important it is. In fact, the person that's coming from London is Les's platinum speaker. These tickets we are discounting for this show by 50%. That's a lot, especially 2 weeks before an event. So we've got a couple seats left to fill. If you want to buy a ticket, you can find them on boldbooktour.com. And they are 50% off. So the lowest ticketed price is $111, and you're not going to be able to see Les Brown anywhere else for that price.
You are absolutely correct. I've actually had Les Brown on the show, and when I had him on the show, that was one of my biggest shows ever here on Creative Biz Ideas. From a live standpoint, and even listening from an archive standpoint. Now, what are the other cities that we'll be going to?
So after Houston, August 6th, we are going to L.A., New York City, Orlando, and London. So New York City is next, and I've actually got some tickets sold for that event already, and we are going to be partnering there. So this is important because in every city we partner with a nonprofit. In Houston, we partnered with Change Happens. And if you know anything about Change Happens, you know that they, you know, created their business 26 years ago. They're in the third ward. I have personally gone to Houston and spent about 5 hours donating my time to Change Happens and actually giving back to the community. And it was an interesting experience because the dynamic of giving back in the third ward is so different than where I come from. I don't come from the third ward, so I didn't exactly, I mean, okay, so a city in Iowa versus a city in Texas is so dramatically different. So you're talking about people or kids that have opportunities that they're missing because they lack education or because they just want to get in trouble with the law, or they have something that's keeping them from reaching their full potential. And we all have that, but these particular kids have it more than any of us. So they're between ages of 14 and 27. So, you know, to mentor these types of children who are, you know, about 180 years or 180 kids, I actually had the privilege of putting together Safe Sex Kits, which is very different. So that included like 8 condoms and a how-to guide on how to use a condom. And I made these for, I don't know, hours on end. And it was very interesting because I got to hear from the psychologist, I got to hear from the people who run the 16 programs that Change Happens integrates into the community in Houston. And that experience alone will change your life. So I would encourage you, if you're a Houstonian or near Houston, and haven't had an opportunity to donate your time to Change Happens, go do it, because it's a life-changing experience.
Got you. Now, when you're not writing these books and going on tour, Melissa, what? Hello?
I'm here.
Yep.
Okay.
You lost your
voice. I said, when you're not writing books and going on tour, what do you do, Melissa?
I coach six-figure entrepreneurs. So I love working with entrepreneurs to help them make more money. That is what life is all about, is about having more clients, more money, and more love, success, and happiness.
Okay. All right. You made the statement earlier that bold is the new sexy. Is that like the new thing, like orange is the new black, short is the new tall, fat is the new skinny? If you just say it like ugly is the new pretty, are you now pretty? Is that what that is? Is that the society we live in now? Is just like cross-eyed is the new straight vision? I mean, what are we doing right now? Is that? I'm just curious because you just threw that out there. I'm just saying.
Okay, so bold is the new sexy. If you take bold action, you will get actual results that are sustainable. So all 13 of these authors and many people, including Richard Branson and, you know, anybody who has had an incredible amount of success has been obligated to be bold, to get out there and hear no and be rejected and overcome obstacles and, you know, feel the emotion of loneliness and all this other stuff just so that they could get to the end goal, which was to see success, which was to help people, which was to impact the world in a much bigger way.
You know, when you say that, and I was being silly, of course, because that's what I do. But when you say that, I feel you 100%. And when you come here, I would like to video you. And I actually would like to invite you to be a part of something that I have going on right here in Houston, that actually I'm starting here in Houston. And it's kind of just helping people out. It's a little organization I'm calling WeAreJusticeLeague.com. And it's really like some of the coldest people that I know that we actually collaborate and focus on, you know, maybe one problem at a time and see how people can help. I have a couple of people that I'm helping right now. I just helped a lady get a interview in Lincoln, Nebraska. I've never even been to Lincoln, Nebraska, but I actually have something else that I'm doing here. I'm helping another lady kind of get on her feet, and my father's giving me his car, and so I'm going to give her my car, and she doesn't know it yet. So it's that type of situation. I don't even think she knows I have a radio show, so that's why I'm comfortable with go ahead and putting it out there. But as you talk about, you know, helping and giving back and some of the things that you've done, I'd like to talk to you maybe 15 minutes to the side and show you what we're trying to do with Justice League. And maybe I can get you to do a little video saying that you are a part of a Justice League and put it on the website and kind of go from there.
Yeah, you know, I give back every single day. There's a guy that works at a gas station right up the road from where I live, and he actually talked about how he's 40 years old, doesn't have a car, has two kids, they're 12 and 7, and he wants to purchase my old car. I just bought a BMW about 2-3 days ago. He wants to purchase my old car for $500. Now, I don't necessarily want to get rid of my old car. However, I think that in gifting him the car for $500, and I haven't said yes or no yet, it would make a dramatic change in his life, because I know from personal experience that not having a car for 3 to 5 years, I wouldn't say it's impossible, but it's much more challenging, especially, you know, when you're talking about 106-degree weather and two kids involved in walking across town or walking wherever. So, it's not always the money. Just like that change happens, you know, I said we're going to donate a percentage of the event ticket sales and profits to Change Happens, but I didn't just want to write a check because anybody can write a check. I wanted to actually be involved in the organization and give back myself, because just having my name plastered somewhere that says oh, she gave, you know, $20,000 or whatever it is not good enough for me. And it never will be, because I came from, you know, humble beginnings. I came from having nothing, and I grew over all the challenges I had just so I could, you know, have the opportunity to give back in the capacity that I do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Now, Melissa, before you go, what do you want to leave with our listeners? I would love for you to reiterate everything on how to purchase the tickets and what to expect. And then, if seeing how you do help entrepreneurs with their business, if you can leave your contact information, that would be great as well.
Yeah. Did I miss anything, or do you guys have any questions about the tour that I forgot to answer or didn't answer that I can answer before I leave?
No, my biggest question was, how would it compare to a Michael Jackson concert? And I mean, you answered that, so I feel good about everything right now. Chris, do you have any questions, sir?
No, I'm good. This is an impressive event. I'm excited about having it here in Houston.
Awesome. Okay. I can't wait to meet you guys there. But you can find all of the ticket information on boldbooktour.com, B-O-L-D, book, B-O-O-K, tour, T-O-U-R.com. You can meet, our musician, who's Rocco Steady. You can meet Nolan Davis of Viz Inc., Kelly Williams-Britt, who's our photographer, Tracy, Les, Barbara, myself, and Jim, who are the speakers. We've got Uber sponsoring it, Infusionsoft sponsoring it, Starbucks sponsoring it. So we're led by, you know, some great companies with great visions and great missions and the opportunity to impact Houston on a local level.
Boom. Now, if they just wanted to contact you after the tour, Melissa, how can they do that?
So my personal website is BriellaArion.com, and that's BriellaArion.com. Or you can call or text me. Yes, I actually am giving you my personal cell phone number. Most people are afraid to pick up the phone and call, so I'm happy to give it out. 563-419-1101. And Nolan, I'm sure you've got this in the show notes.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You kind of threw me off guard when you said most people are not going to call, so I am going to give it out, right? I had something else that I was going to ask before I let you go, and it just totally fell out of my head after you said that. So I feel good about the interview. Anyway, Melissa, I appreciate you coming on the show. I may have you come on for a really quick spot next week, just to talk about, you know, what we have going on, the whole nine. I want to let you know that I am proud to be a sponsor as well as participate in the event. And, man, I look forward to doing an interview with Les Brown and the whole nine and the red carpet and everything. So, man, Miss Melissa, I appreciate you. You have a great day.
Thank you, Nolan, for having me.
All right. Take care now.
You too, Chris.
There we go. I feel good about it, guy. Feel real good about it.
Yeah, that was good.
We're doing.
So you're going to be doing interviews on the red carpet.
I am, sir.
Are you going to be asking what they're wearing?
Ooh, I wasn't, but now I am. it's what that is. So what are you wearing? Is that this is an old Bill Cosby skit. Is that a Gordon Gartrell? Like the shirt that Theo had, that it was all lopsided. That was a Gordon Gartrell. Like, man, I've not seen one of those since 1986. So, yeah. So I really think that the Bold Tour is going to be great. I mean, it's going to be a couple of hundred people there. I'm going to be streaming live, so you're going to be able to have access to it online, but I think online access is going to be still like $50. So
yep,
it's just, man, you might as well just go on and come with the tickets being discounted. And just so you guys know, because you all know me and how silly I am, My logo, I believe, is right next to Starbucks, is on the situation, is what that is. So,
yeah, I do. I see it right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Followed by Uber. You didn't want to get her to squeeze you between Starbucks and Uber?
I felt like that was asking for a little bit much, Chris Burris, is what that is. I was just happy to be, you know, sometimes you're just happy to be there. You just can't get everybody's autograph. And say, I walked out with, you know, everybody's phone number. I'm going to call them tomorrow. We had breakfast. Just sometimes it's just, I'm just happy to be there, you know, that type. But wait to the next one. I am going to the UK with them and New York and the whole thing. And that's what, those two new people I hired, I'm training them right now. To where we have our same team everywhere we go as we do the live stream and the whole nine. So it's going to be a great time. Going to be a great time. And right about now is the time that we usually have the number one coach in the world, Doug Winnie.
I know who it is. Doug Winnie. You stole it.
See? See, you got to get up pretty early, and you got to be a little bit faster on the uptake, right?
Yeah,
so,
I'm sore. It's hard for me to move my jaw. That's how much I worked out.
You know what? The family and I went swimming yesterday, and I'm usually not self-conscious about taking my shirt off. I usually don't have a problem, but I've not worked out in some weeks myself. And I was like, do I really want to be the guy at the pool with the shirt on? Because it looks so much better with the shirt on. I need to get back in the gym. So
Yeah, that's exactly what drove me.
Right. So I already planned on, I actually was going to work out this morning, but because I was already up at 4, I was thinking, man, I might work out too hard and be sleepy by the time, because, you know, sometimes I actually, after I lift, I get sleepy. If I run, that's something else, but when I lift, I get sleepy. So
same thing
like,
happens to me. I'm like, okay, I need, like, an orange in 10 minutes.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So we do have the number one business coach in the world on the phone waiting to give us our tips and advice for today on Creative Biz Ideas. Doug Winnie, are you there, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great, great.
Wonderful, Doug. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how was your weekend, sir?
Weekend was fantastic. It was crazy busy. Had a big party with the Houston Business Cabinet at my house on Saturday morning. Went out to the bridal show. One of my clients had a booth there, so check that out. Sunday, took Mama over to the casino, won a small handful of money, so that was always nice when you can leave the casino with money.
And, yes.
Yeah, so good times. Very busy weekend, and yeah, good stuff.
Okay. Well, what you got for us today, sir?
Well, what do I have for you today? I was thinking, you know, there's just like about, I don't know, 1,000 different things to talk about. I was trying to figure out what's the right thing to talk about now. And, well, there's two things I want to talk about today. One is something about going to the gym. Because somebody just mentioned going to the gym, and somebody else just mentioned going to the gym, and, you know, I thought, going to the gym could be an interesting topic. And actually, it doesn't really be about going to the gym. It's about acting fast. How fast should we act to go to the gym? Because we can go to the gym tomorrow. You could go to the gym next week. You could go to the gym next month. You've got plenty of time. Why should you go to the gym soon?
Oh, is that a real question?
I thought it's going to feel when you finally get there.
Right. You need to go to the gym soon to keep from getting fatter and fatter, to stop the fatness on a daily basis.
Stop the fatness,
exactly. And so there's, you know, it's like what happens if you don't eat? You get hungry, eventually you get sick, and eventually you die. So you know you got to eat probably in the next 5 days, 10 days. Don't have any options. Must do it. Drinking water, same thing. You have no choice in certain areas, but we do have a choice when it comes to going to the gym. Or, let's say, stop smoking. You have a choice. You don't have to do it right now. You could wait. You could wait an extremely long amount of time. And the effects of waiting aren't so obvious. Aren't as obvious of not eating for a whole week or 2 weeks. I mean, it gets pretty obvious after a certain amount of time, but not eating, not drinking. But the effects of not going to the gym or the effects of stop smoking, or if I turn it into a business thing, the effects of not marketing, the effects of not selling, the effects of not hiring. See, the same thing as the gym is the lack of action immediately. We can all wait to hire more people. We can all wait to do marketing. We can all wait to sell more. The effects that occur because of us waiting is just like not going to the gym. The effects aren't showing for many, many, many months. But the effects are there. They show up. They show up quite significantly because we don't go to the gym, or because we don't do marketing, or because we don't do the hiring, or because we're not doing our customer surveys, or because of any of the thousand things that we must act on in growing a business quicker. We've just got to act fast. So that's the first thing. Act fast, or as Marshall Silver would say, taking action now. Taking immediate action. If we have a business where the market exists, like in you guys' business, and creating videos, doing websites, I mean, the market is so huge for nearly every business, probably every business owner on the call today, has a market that's extremely large. Yet we're not going after getting that market very fast. And it's because we don't have to. We're not really hungry enough. You guys mentioned Les Brown. He's got a great story about being hungry.
Yep.
Hungry all the time. He was hungry. Because he was hungry, he ended up moving faster and faster and faster. And so, you know, we got to do something that causes us to really be hungry all of the time. Not waiting to go to the gym, not waiting to do the marketing, not waiting to hire more people, not waiting to put out those customer surveys. We've got to figure out a way that causes us to act fast, act immediate. Any ideas, guys? How would we act faster?
I got to quote Nike, just do it.
Just do it. Okay.
Yeah, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, so I don't know how if I could, I guess I could have got up at 3:30. I don't know how faster I could have acted, but I'm just... Right, but I'm with you. Just do it.
Just do it, yeah. It's interesting. The reason that we won't just do it, because our brain isn't set to do it. Just not set that way. So what we got to do is figure out how do we get our brain into the just do it mentality. Because that's what we're talking about. It's talking about, you know, well, forcing ourselves to just put on the running shoes and go run. Or, you know, put out that marketing post on Facebook or LinkedIn, or sending out that email blast, or putting out that flyer, or calling 10 of your strategic alliance, maybe 10 of your future strategic alliances, and set up lunches. There's got to be something that just causes us to just do it. And it's usually in our head. Something causes us to procrastinate. A lot of times it's about feeling like we'll be judged. What if they don't like my email blast? What if the strategic alliance doesn't agree with my ideas? There's only one way to find out, and that's to just do it. What if my body doesn't like it? Well, just get out there to the gym anyway, and you'll be fine.
So how do you...
Go ahead.
Right. So how do you – so you made the statement a little bit ago that our brains are not equipped or they don't really come packaged that way, right? So how do you program yourself to do it?
Great question. And there are lots of different ways. And once again, it's about just taking action on any of the ways. One of the ways is create a calendar. Stick to the calendar, whatever that is. So if you're like today going, all right, this is the day I'm going to do something at, you know, at 10:30 a.m. I don't have anything on my calendar right now. 10:30 is when I'm going to walk 1 mile. It's going to take me 15 minutes, 10:30, 10:45, in terms of the exercise analogy, I will do my exercise. Can't do much right now, but I certainly could walk. Therefore, I will walk 1 mile. I'll walk for 15 minutes. That'll be my exercise for the day. And then just say, I'm going to do that every day for the next 30 days. Put it on the calendar, make it happen. If you want to talk about business, then the same thing. Just go, all right, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to post something on social media that talks about stuff in my business, whether it's a tad bit of information for my clients and my future clients or an offer or something. But 3 times a week, I'm putting on the calendar, these are the things I'm going to do. You can also do the same thing with the strategic alliance meetings, but you put it on the calendar and stick to the calendar. A lot of times once it's on the calendar, people tend to do it. So that's one idea, put it on the calendar. Sometimes it's even, it's more, let's just say, it's deeper rooted in our heads about procrastination. And instead, we need to do more work. And that might involve maybe an I am statement or a affirmation. A statement that you say to yourself out loud twice a day, we call them I am statements. I am acting on marketing in my business every single day. So you just say that to yourself, I am acting on marketing for my business every day of the week, 7 days a week. And you say that to yourself twice a day, once right when you wake up, once right when you go to bed, out loud, with emotion, with passion. I promise you in 30 days, you will be acting in the area of marketing for your business every single day. There's books out there, there's motivational books. There's lots of different ways to get ourselves motivated, and that would be, you know, another way. The just do it does work for, you know, a certain part of the population. It's not a very large part, but a certain part of the population with the just do it mentality will do it. Those are usually the very, very, very successful people. They just do it. Get the hell out of their way because they're doing it. Not a big enough part of the population is in that mentality. So the you know, it is just do it. It's, you know, you need to stop smoking, then you got to just do it. Now you might need to do certain things to get to that, to make that happen. Just like we got to do marketing, just like we got to do selling, we got to teach our team. We do have to do a lot of things. There's got to be a big enough reason, a big enough why. And that might be about having bigger goals. And that's the second thing for today, is having big enough goals. What are your goals? What is your real dream? Sometimes you got to go out and buy something that you can't afford that will cause you to work harder or plan a vacation or tell the family you are taking the trip, you're taking them around the world on a cruise. How old's your youngest, Nolan?
Five.
If you tell, is it a boy? Forget.
No, the baby is a girl.
Baby girl, yeah. If you tell her we're going on a cruise around the world when she turns 9, on her 9th birthday, we're taking the whole family on a trip around the world. You got some work to do, Nolan.
Right, and I'm going to have to answer every morning that today you're not 9 years old up until then.
That's
true. Yep. I'm going to wait 1 more year before I tell her that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And but see, every day though, she just might remind you. Okay, Dad. Okay, well, I'm waiting. Okay. And for four more years, you're going to have a reminder.
Right. And that's probably in two, I would kill myself. But I totally understand where you're going, man.
Insurance money, you're going to come through with your promise.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So Doug, how can people not just get some of this motivation, but actually get some coaching from you? What type of plans that you have? Because I actually just got somebody over to you, and I told them that you had all different types of plans, and so it just didn't look one way. And I think that really eased his mind a little bit to where he could just call and talk and not and figure out, let me see what plan is best for me. So what type of plans do you have, Doug?
Well, there's a couple different programs. There's a group coaching program. We call that Mentor Club. And so, you know, as often as somebody can get on the call every week, Tuesdays, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock or so, we'll have a group coaching call. So that's our sort of our least expensive program that starts at around $500 a month. It does include a face-to-face session twice a month. It also includes an all-day workshop quarterly. So that's the best way for the smallest company to get involved. I have weekly face-to-face coaching sessions, just one-on-one with the client. Those start out at around $2,200 a month, and that's got the fastest amount of results. That's the one that also has a guarantee. We guarantee results. We guarantee that investment in coaching will come back to you in 17 weeks, or coaching is free. So that's one that has the best guarantee. And then I also have a block of hours. Block of hours, you just have a certain project, sort of like consulting hours. So you can buy a block of hours, 5 hours for $1,750, or a block of 10 hours for $3,000. And in that amount of time, we might come up with a business plan. We might come up with a marketing plan. We might come up with different strategies on how to attack a market or something like that. So lots of different ways to get involved. And, of course, there's always that free thing. Come on out and listen to us for a couple hours. We'll educate you on the 6 steps to grow a great business. And that can be quite beneficial because you will learn a lot of things about how to grow a business correctly. And the next one of those happens to be a week from Wednesday. So that is going to be July 29th. It's going to be at the Houston West Chamber of Commerce offices over on Richmond and the Beltway 8. So that's going to be 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. So you can all check out all that stuff at our website, which is businessasatool.com. Give a call to the office if you can't find the information. Our office number is 713-936-3814. That's 713-936-3814. Or check out the website, businessasatool.com.
Hey, Doug, I appreciate you, man, all this time for over a year now. But, you know, we took a little hiatus, so I appreciate you just getting right back in the groove with us. Man, you have a great day.
Fantastic. I will. You guys do, too. Take care, y'all.
All right. Take care, Doug.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Always good
stuff. All right. So, I don't think Mark Smith is coming today, is what that is.
Oh, man, I was waiting for some legal advice.
Were you? Were you really?
I was.
Okay.
You know me, so I always like the phrase, and this comes from the book The Millionaire Next Door, where the author was kind of sharing with everyone that he had arranged millionaires, certified millionaires, to come to these events. They were at hotels, and he made sure he had, you know, the finest alcohol and great wines or whatever. And one of the what turns out to be typical millionaires walked up to him, and he's like, "Look, I drink two kinds of beer, Miller and Free. So free legal advice, I'm eating it up."
Got you. All right. Well, we'll make sure we get Mark Smith next week, sir. We'll definitely do that for you.
Okay.
All right.
I might just have to call him.
You know, it was the end of the week. Right, right. He's like, we're billing you starting now. This is Mark. How can I help you? You're like, ooh. Like, phones don't even do that anymore. That's when you know you're ooh, old school right there. It's like, is that a dial tone? Is that a dial tone? So, hey, so give me a tip as far as internet marketing. What did you do on your podcast last week before we wrap up this call and we're getting out of here? What you got for me, Chris?
Excellent. So we covered an article called Top 5 Issues Wrecking Local SEO for Multi-Location Businesses. This is a great article by Marcus Miller. We cover the details. Basically, we cover the article and then give our 2 cents on the article. And the tip I pulled from that article, and this is going to have a small little quiz for you, Nolan, is focus on NAP consistency to improve your local SEO. Nolan, do you know what NAP stands for?
I do, actually.
You're Googling it.
No, I'm not. No, actually, I am not. I am not. I am,
I'll give you
I was actually first. Trying to figure out what the A could stand for, because I already had the never something people, but I couldn't think of anything ignorant to start with the A. So I do not.
Never embossed people, maybe that's the
right
one.
Right.
So NAP stands for name, address, phone number, and it's really important. One, that you're looking for the larger directories and organizations. So like Yelp, make sure your G+ profile is up to date. And you want to make sure that your name, address, and phone number are identical. So if your name is eWebStyle, don't have eWebStyle in one place and then eWebStyle.com in another. This is as down to the brackets. If you've got brackets in your phone number covering your area code in one place, make sure that's how they are everywhere. That consistency counts a lot in Google's eyes. So our tip is focus on NAP consistency to improve your local SEO.
Got you. Something so simple that everyone could do.
Yes. Make sure your profiles are up to date and consistent. And you can tune into our podcast. We do broadcast live on Friday afternoons. Our target time is 12:15. The best way to know when we're actually broadcasting, because work often gets in the way of that, is to follow us on Twitter. We've got 2 Twitter profiles. One is our Best SEO Podcast. Follow us on Twitter, and then the other one is eWebStyle. You can follow both of those on Twitter. We tweet right when we start broadcasting, and then the show starts about 15 minutes after we start broadcasting. So you can kind of stay in touch with us and know when we're going to be on air. Watch us live, or you can just go to iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcast location to get our podcast. And it is titled The SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing.
It's funny you say you had 2 accounts. I only have 2 followers, and it's all making sense to me now. So,
hey, I love you. I just got to throw it out.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Are you suggesting I need to make another account?
I was feeling kind of lonely. I was like, only 2? I was like, the baby has 6. You know, she's only 5, right? So it's that type of situation. I should have a website coming out soon, huh?
You do, yeah. We're really ready to launch. We've just got to, I think, finalize a couple details with you. That's almost as much as a question as it is a statement. But yeah, we'll be launching soon. I'm excited how it's looking.
All right. I'm excited myself. I'm overjoyed. Oh, just give a shout out, I guess, to Vids Inc. myself. We just did a video for. I think it is. I think it is.
I would like to shout out Chris Burris.
Right.
He rocks.
Right. I love you, man. Chris Burris. I love you, man. Like, so look, we actually just did a video for Bubba's Shrimp Palace.
Okay.
It's hot.
It sounds.
I'm like, it's very basic. Right. It is. Wait, when you hit.
By the
way, dude,
I
promise you,
I will not even charge.
Wait, I promise you, when you hear the music, you are going to fall out laughing. That's why I'm laughing so hard. You're like, but it is a great, it is very simple, right? Not a lot of, and what I mean by that is there's not a lot of graphics. But the music, you just hit it head on, guy. I mean, that's having sight beyond sight. I cannot wait to email that to you as soon as we get off the phone. But I like it, but I made it work. But that is exactly what it is. And I don't even want to say it out loud. I'm just going to agree with you, and we're going to keep it moving. So putting that out there, I actually just put out 4 videos this weekend. I had a meeting with my biggest client over in the UK. He was here, so I met with him this weekend. He's going to do some webcasting. He was totally excited about it. So, man, big thing. So I say that to say when you talked about the website coming out, I'm like, this is just a great time with some of the new projects that I'm rolling out. Did you see the frame stuff we did last week?
I don't know. No.
Oh my God. I think that's the hottest video I've done, actually.
Okay, so that's I'm assuming framing with relation to artwork?
Yes. Yes.
I have not seen that.
Oh,
by the way,
if
you can make framing exciting, you are a god.
I did it. I did it. And I think that's why I'm so proud, because I felt the same way. So that's what it
like,
is.
Wait, I need you to smile, act, give me something, frame, give it to me.
But it's hot, though. It's hot. So I do have 2 videos to show to you. And for those who want to see it, if you go to Vids Inc. YouTube channel, there are some of the last videos that I uploaded. So, yeah, I'm uploading another one today. I finished it this weekend, but I didn't render it yet. So I'll be rendering it this morning. And, yeah, so that's some good stuff. That's good stuff coming out of eWeb Styles. Or eWeb Style. Are we changing to results, or what does that look like? Have
we
changed
are.
Yet
the,
or no?
The target is August 1. eWeb Style will become eWeb Results, eWeb Results, because nothing matters except results.
No, I beg to differ. I think what you did was genius from a standpoint of saying you have style, right? So you branded yourself of having style, and then you came back and said, but we get results. So I need you to realize that I have style first, but we do get results. So is there anything you want to leave our listeners with before you go, sir?
In that regard, I always say that business owners, if you gave them the ugliest site in the world and it converted their business, most business owners converted into business, right? So it helped their business grow. Most business owners would be okay with that. Having said that, results and style are not mutually exclusive. And the only thing I'd like to leave them with, if anybody's interested in getting a website analysis, they can go to our site, e-webstyle.com, e-webstyle.com for now. That will change. And then fill out a form. You will find a form on every one of our pages, and we'll get you a free website analysis.
All right. All right. This is Creative Biz Ideas. We do realize that I haven't done this in so long. I just kind of lost
the
step.
Hey, before you go down that path. All
right.
So you mentioned a couple of videos that you did, but what if somebody's interested in getting a video from you? They just go to your website. You got a phone number or something?
Absolutely. I do have a phone number. Vids Inc., we do exceptional video production. So if you do need a video for your business, go ahead and give us a call at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. Or you can just call me on my cell phone, actually, which is 832-317-8359. Yeah, that's about it. You kind of threw me off with that.
Yeah.
You definitely threw me off with that. So for those who are listening, I want to thank Melissa for being on the show. Thank Doug Winnie for having some great information, some motivation on this Monday morning. Chris, I'd like to thank you as well for being the co-host only a guy could pray for, is what that is. This is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas. We do realize that idea is not a plan, and a plan still needs execution, but everything you see, touch, hear, all started from an idea. Next week, we're going to have a great guest. I have no idea who it is, but it's going to be great. I feel confident. So tune in next week, 7:30. We're coming back, and we're going to be very consistent with it. Until next week, love to live, live to love, and be well.
Creative is ideas.com.